Happy Monday, KMA Land. This is Spencer Williams. And on Mondays, Sandy Edie Hansen and I team up to give our kickoff, so to speak, into the next week's topic. How are you today, Sandy?
I'm awesome.
Sorry,
thank you.
I usually let you introduce yourself. I thought I'd, you know, spice it up.
I love it. I love it. Let's mix it up a little bit. Yeah.
This week, we kind of came across a topic that was kind of sitting for both of us. Summing it up a little bit, like knowing where you stand with someone, and more than anything, it's being able to ask the tough questions, those communication questions, to figure out where you stand.
Yeah, I think it takes courage to ask somebody when you feel it's something you care about. Especially, let's say you have a conflict with someone, and then you still don't feel like you kind of got it all taken care of. You don't know where you stand with that person, and that is such a pain of that's a, such a place of suffering. I mean, boy, you can really twist yourself in knots in that place.
Right. And we all know exactly what to say to someone if we have a conflict, to make it better, to soothe it over, but it doesn't mean that we're really being honest with them or ourselves about where do we stand right here?
Yeah.
And as we say a lot on the Double X Factor, when we talk about topics, it's any kind of relationship. You said before we went on the air, it may seem like your spouse or your significant other, but this isn't any kind of relationship you're in.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm a firm believer in business that every employee should know where they stand with their employer, with their boss. There should never be a question, because that no one functions very well in that kind of a pool of thinking. So it isn't just, you know, your relationships with your family or friends. It's also your work. And I think, you know, one of the things I want to talk about this week, I think one of the reasons that this happens sometimes is most of us humans kind of stink at the whole idea of apology.
Oh, yeah. Well, at first you have to admit you're wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, there are actual components of a apology that can make or break it. And probably most people don't know how to do it.
Right. And we've talked so many times about the same very subject before. You don't even necessarily have to be in the wrong to still be able to apologize for your side or your role in it. There's
That's right.
always a role in it.
That is right. That is right. But you got to be willing, and you got to be willing to look at yourself and do some inner work there. So, yeah, I think it's really important to know where you stand in relationships, and also to do that, to have the courage to ask when you're not sure.
So. Right. It's both sides of the coin, of the relationship coin, so to speak. Okay, well, this is going to be a great week, Sandy. I think we're both going to learn a lot. Thank you so much.